Blog Talk Radio.
And in hot.
We the motherfucking best, nigga.
Ace two.
Yeah. Super. Deuce.
I came looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Is a bitch. 100K, I spent that on my wrist. $200, spent that on your bitch. Do me your model, put that on my list. Oh, there he go in that foreign again. Killing the scene, bring the core in the end. Murder, she wrote, swallow a choke. Hit her and go, I won't call her again. Woke up, run it in my own it. Crib as big as a college. Smoke me a pound of the loudest. Whipping some shit with no mileage. Diamonds cost me a fortune. Them horses, all in them Porsches. You put this game under afford it. $4,200 my mortgage. Falling on niggas like Corbett. Fuck all you haters, you call me. Only the real get a piece of the plate. Reppin' my city and runnin' my state. Keep me a pistol, they run with the case. Niggas won't beef, then I bitches to play. Bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
And I'm at it again. There go that flow bringing tragedy in. Top me a chain, your salary spent. Niggas is sweet, bring them cavities in. Counting money, hourly trend. Rolling them skinny like Olsen twins. Niggas is squares, cabinet bins. Neck full of gold, Olympian shit. Demons, I'm blowing the check on the gear. Falling some pussy, then hop on the leer. Strap with them choppers in back of the rear. Sock posse, them killers is here. Woke up early, they mounted. Mine is telling me money. Paper, moolah. Pockets as fat as a tumor. Me and that nigga, no rumor. Living my life off a tuna. Want it with me, I deliver the beast. Real niggas only enjoying the feast. Pull up a seat, bon appetit. No Louboutins when that red on your sleeve. Bang, 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 bang.
I come looking for you with Haitians. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I fuck bitches from different races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
The dope boys, it's all they taking fingerprints on a Rolls Royce. It's why they hating, push a button on his broke boys. As detonation walk the road to riches bare feet.
Me,
I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that 12 G's. I'm trying to bubble every summer hunting LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bone and hit that man, that's from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, fingerprints is on a honey meal. And what it is, Ricky Rose and Nate Hood, we hella trip, yeah.
I come looking for you with Haitians.
What you know about this?
I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best.
Double I put it in between these and you get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Yo. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man. We are back in the building.
as of today. My goodness, man. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Pillow Talk Radio coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. It is 5 minutes after 5 p.m. out here in Las Vegas. You know what I'm saying? Today is not hot as hell. It's nice weather today. You know, we got a nice cool breeze and everything, you know what I mean? So big shout out to everybody that that's listening, logging in right now. We posted the show on the Pillow Talk Radio page, and it's already reached 80 people. So big shout out to everybody that's been missing us. We've been missing y'all, you know what I mean? It's been a busy week, you know, for everybody that don't know. We did the LBPPW fashion show and concert last night, which was a very, 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 very big and very good success. Big shout out to everybody that showed up, all the artists, Mingo, Patron Don, of course, Legacy Royale, you know what I'm saying? Ruby Red was in the building, you know what I mean? Jacob Palmer was one of the judges. Sweet Cheeks was one of the judges, you know what I'm saying? And from Sin City Bounty Radio, you know, which kind of follows our show, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all tune into that, you know what I mean? And of course, Desiree Harris was in the building. Big shout out to her. She's one of the BBW models out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. But big shout out to LVPPW for doing a wonderful job for putting on a great event. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Gina, Deb, Paula, Luana. I'm forgetting somebody and everything like that and everything. I know Gina is gonna make sure, you know, that I remember, but big shout out to everybody. The event last night was a wonderful success. The models did their damn thing, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know what I mean? So other than that, you know, we just been taking care of a lot of business. We've been out in the community and everything, working and stuff like that. Just to kind of recap my week, it's been stressful. That's all I can just say. It's my week has been stressful. You know what I'm saying? Me and Gina both was sweating like two hoes in church last night. Like we was putting on, a big Broadway production. Me and her both was stressing and shit. We had to have us a couple of shots and kind of, you know, relax and things like that, you know what I'm saying? And everything kind of fell into place, and it did what it did, you know what I mean? And so, you know, but just on a just personally, yeah, I've been stressing, and I have to learn how to not stress. I have to learn how to de-escalate my stress level and things like that. I know my blood pressure is sky high and everything like that. And when you stress a lot, you tend not to eat. So, yes, I haven't been eating. I've seen that picture that I took with a big shout out to Bonnie Anderson, who was in the building last night, one of the members of LVPPW. She was definitely in the building last night. Me and her took a picture together, and I swear to God, y'all, that is the first time that I've really seen myself this small, you know what I'm saying? So it was something else to see my picture. But with no further ado, let me introduce one of the baddest BBWs in Las Vegas, Nevada. She's doing the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? Making a difference in the community, making a difference everywhere, you know what I'm saying? What's going on, G-Spot? You in the building?
What's cracking, Big Daddy? I'm doing it live from the D. I am live at the D. In downtown Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay.
Lunch with Sean Montgomery, who came out to our event last night. Having a lunch. Susan, of course, LBPPW, and Linda was with us as well. We were just having a little business, you know, chat and visiting for a while. But, yeah, we had an awesome show last night. I'm so thankful and so grateful to everybody that came out and supported us. And, of course, to you, thank you for being there and helping me, you know, MC it and you know, hosting it. And so I'm really happy that you were there. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't nervous last night. I wasn't nervous, but I was hot. Like, I don't know if it was just me running around, but I was sweating bullets too. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I wasn't too nervous.
Yeah.
I was all right.
I mean, I wasn't nervous for us, but it was just that, you know, my week. Actually, you know, the last few months, my stress level has been real high. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I've been, having to deal with a lot of things. I'm talking to people crazy. It's not good. It's not good. People that's in our community and that's listening to the show right now and this is real talk. Stress level is not cool at all and everything. I honestly needed a drink. That's the first time that Gina usually offers me a drink and I tell her, give me water. I was like, no, give me a tequila. And she brung a beer chaser with it, you know what I'm saying? And that helped me relax. But I still give it up to you moms that's been taking care of kids, 4 and 5 and 6 kids. I think the winner last night of the fashion show last night said she has 6 kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I give it up to you ladies that's been taking care of these kids and this and the other, because I got one little 5-year-old, and I'm worried to death about what's going on and her well-being and what's happening and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people tell me, you know, fat man, you need to relax, and you all are right. I do. I need to relax and things like that. And that's what I think I'm going to start working on this week is relaxing. I'm so stressed. I feel it all in my neck. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to work on relaxing this week, you know what I'm saying? We got people listening to us all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. We got Memphis, Tennessee in the building. Of course, 702 is definitely in the building. We got a 270 area code in the building, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So I'm going to let G-Spot kind of bring you guys up to speed on what went on last night with last night's events, because it was a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to, let me get this right, because y'all know I fuck up names and shit like that a lot. A big shout out to Mahato Karate School.
Mahato Lost Warrior Karate School, yes.
Okay. Say that again so I know what I'm talking about.
Mahato Last Warrior Karate.
All right, mm-hmm. Then. All right, then. Big shout out to them because he came in and he beat up Legacy Royale in the middle of the floor a couple of times and this and the other. Just to let us know how dangerous this is, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And big shout out to all the artists last night. They came out last night and did they damn thing. Yes, a lot of us artists, which myself, need to be ashamed of myself for not showing up prepared. I was supposed to perform. A lot of people came out and was asking me, hey, man, I thought you were supposed to perform. And I was like, yeah, but I walked out of the house, me and my absent-minded ass, walked out of the house, left my flash drives and everything like that. But then again, you know, it was kind of like we had just enough. And the ones that we did have, they did they damn thing for the ones that didn't perform, like myself and a few others that were supposed to show up. You know what I'm saying? So it was an action-packed night. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let G-Spot kind of fill you guys in that's listening right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm so proud of my artists. I say my artists because, you know, they're the ones that I deal with the most. And they're not just artists. They're friends. They're honest to God, true friends. And anytime I tell them, you know, and I'm speaking of Mingo, Legacy, and Patrome. Ruby filled in for Chosen One who didn't show up for the event because
right,
he
right,
had
yeah,
other
to
take care of in Detroit. Right. So she filled in a spot. So, you know, I'm very appreciative to her. Big shout out to her. She did her damn thing. So, yeah, definitely.
Yes,
but, you know,
yes,
I was
did.
So grateful to my guys. And I say my guys because, like I said, they're not just my artists. You know, they're my friends. And so anytime I call any one of them three and I say, hey, guys, I'm going to do a show, are you gonna, before I can even finish, they're like, when, what time, we're there. Because they know that, of course, they'll do it because it's me. But they know that I'm going to do something for charity. And they know that I'm going to be giving back to somebody, because all of our events, we always try and give back to something, some organization or somebody that needs help. And, you know, LVPPW really strives to give back to the community and you know, make ourselves known and be a presence in our Las Vegas community. So, you know, big shout out to all of those people that came out and supported us and our admins, Debbie, Paula, Luana, Susan, and, you know, the girls, the models that came out, the people from our group came out, you know, other artists that came out to come and just hang out and check things out. You know, I'm so grateful to all of them that came out and just hung out with us and supported us and you right. know, came and enjoyed a good show.
A lot
like
of,
you said, you know, they killed it. They killed it. They did an awesome right. job.
Yes, they did. A lot. And then a lot of people came out to start putting faces with the voices, you know. you know, they've been listening. You know, they've been listening to our radio show. You know, that's one thing Mingo said to me. He was like, oh, man, it's a pleasure meeting you. Nice to put a face with the voice that I've been hearing. You know what I'm saying? And I never thought about that until he said that last night. And I was like, okay, then. You know, and a lot of people, which Sweet Cheeks was one of them, she said, I didn't even know that was you sitting over there. You had lost so much weight. She said, I didn't know
yeah,
that was you until
did.
You grabbed the
she
microphone.
Walked in. Yeah, she walked in. She goes, that's Detroit's finest fat man over there. And I said, yeah. She's like, well, he ain't fat no more.
No.
I'm like, yeah, he's not.
No, I'm not fat anymore. You know, and I'm getting a lot of people that go, you know, I still loved you when you was fat. I know, and you know, love my little skinny narrow ass now too and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all, big shout out to Sin City Bounty, you know what I'm saying, which follows our show at 7 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to all the models that came out, you know what I'm saying? It did their damn thing. Miss Lauren Cakes was one of the models. Miss Amy Savage was one of the models. Kinda help me out, Jamie. You know I'm bad with names and everything.
Stephanie was a model as well, and Lauren, of course, our Lady Lauren, Nisha DeLeon, she's one of our models. She's actually one of our admin's daughters, Paula's daughter, Nisha. She's 16 years old. She's our sweet 16 little girl. And Pam and Amy, of course. So, yeah, I was so happy with all of our – and Alita. Sorry, I forget Alita. Alita
yeah.
is doing big things in TV and film and print modeling. So, yeah, definitely. And, you know, some of these ladies have runway experience.
Right.
Some of them had print and you know, film experience, and some of them had no experience. And
right,
Stephanie
right.
is one that had no modeling experience at all. Mother of six, single mother of six,
right.
You know, and she won the competition. She won the competition. And it's funny because, you know, the judges, I had nothing to say about anything in there. You and I were completely out of the loop when it came to their voting. Our judges voted, and it was a fair contest, and she walked away with about $500 worth of prizes and her trophy and her Sierra.
Yes, she did.
She was
yes,
shocked.
She did.
She's like, oh my God, I almost passed out.
She was kind of looking like me. Everybody was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, but they did their damn thing. You know, we was judging them on their walking ability, of course, runway ability, the way they posed, their smile. You know, just all around personality, which reflected in what they were wearing, which reflected in their wardrobe and things like that. Now, I know it's a lot of people out there that listens to Pillow Talk Radio. Y'all listen behind the scenes. Y'all get in the queue and this and the other. Won't let nobody know that you're listening to the show. But I know it's a lot of plus size apparel companies out there and things like that. You know, you need to start getting in touch with LVPPW if you're trying to get your apparel, clothing line and things like that seen, because they do a lot of fashion shows. And I'm pretty sure this is not going to be the last one. Gina opened up her mouth last night about doing an artist showcase, and Legacy Royale worried the shit out of me about it for the rest of the damn night, and this and the other. So I think we need to do. I mean, he is hyped about that. He had to go outside to get air. He was like, "Man, you just don't know how ready I am for this." And I used to go, "Yeah, I feel you, bro. I was the same way when I was your age, you know what I'm saying?" And everything. So it's good to see artists come out and have that hunger, you know, that artists need to have. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my man Sean Montgomery from TNT out there. He flew in from New York, and you know, me and him out there for money earning Mount Vernon, you know what I'm saying? And me and him were talking about some things, you know what I'm saying, about some artists, you know what I mean? Because he's from the NY, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the D, you know, everything that NY would do, we would get it next, kind of before anybody else would. So, right. You know, we were kind of, comparing some old school artists to artists like Mingo. Mingo has a certain type of voice, a certain type of delivery. Mingo's music is more spiritual, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. You know, Ruby Red is just, she a street bitch. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. Ain't no sugarcoating that shit, this, that, and the other. She gonna tell you like it is. If she wanna suck your dick, that's what she gonna say. You know what I'm saying? And which that's, you know, that's the beauty about letting artists do their thing. You know what I'm saying? Because freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? Of course, right. You know, Patron Don came in with the swag. You know what I'm saying? And this and the other. You know what I'm saying? Getting, you know, he's looking to get $100 million. You know what I mean? That's what he's looking to do.
Right.
He's trying to get $100 million. You know what I mean? And everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And of course, Mr. Legacy Royale with the, I'm going to fuck you and everything like that and everything. And then Mingo with the roses and everything. I mean, if you wasn't there, yes, I can just imagine what this artist showcase is going to be like when LBPPW put it together.
That's what I'm talking about.
Unsigned Hype, you know, we will be doing getting more into the live remotes. We should have did a live remote last night, but last night we were kind of filling out space and bugs, working out the bugs and everything like that. But you will start seeing more visuality from Pillow Talk Radio webcams and everything like that. So, like I said, if anybody's trying to get in touch with us, make a comment, anything like that, hit us up 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? I see we got a 702 is definitely in the building right now. We got a 914 area code in the house. You
that's Sean Montgomery.
Oh, that's Sean
Montgomery.
Oh, okay, well, hold on. Let's go ahead and get in here. What's going on, Blair?
Yeah, what's good, y'all?
Man, what's good? What's good, man? You know
good,
how it
man.
Is, man. Man,
what's
you
good?
Know how
his
it is.
His tummy's full right now, so he's good.
Yeah,
right,
I'm in a hotel,
right,
man.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm in a hotel with a nice view of motherfucking Vegas right now. I'm loving this
right.
shit, man. I'm
right,
loving this
right.
out here, man.
I know you're not leaving until tomorrow. I wish I'd have known, man, because I'd have came up to your hotel, man, and we did an interview. Oh,
man,
that'd
have been cool. That'd have been cool,
you know
man.
What I'm and everything.
Yeah.
So my thing is, I want you to tell all our listeners right now that's listening from all over. We got people listening in Memphis, Tennessee right now. We got people listening in the Philippines right now. And then, of course, our listeners in the UK. I want you to explain to everybody what you seen last night.
Well, last night, man, what I seen was a lot of women coming out to get together and do this thing, W modeling, and I see the front women with giving them an audience and an avenue to do so. That in itself is, you know, being a real side acceptance company, you have to be in the business of acceptance. And, you know, last night was a definite plus for Las Vegas Thunder and Trump Women CEO Gina. I mean, I love her with all my heart. And I think that right there showed them girls and how serious she is about doing this business.
Yeah, right. Definitely. Thank you. I appreciate that. Coming from you, that means a lot. That you know, right there means so much to me because, you know, like I did when I put the word out that I was going to do this model showcase, we invited everybody. And I'll tell you, three out of those women said, oh, no, I can't do this. I've never modeled before. And I said, I don't care.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
Bring it on. You can do this.
Right.
If I could do it, you can do
you
it.
You can do it.
And
exactly.
So three of those women have never modeled ever. That was the first time they ever stepped onto a floor to pose or walk or anything. And so I am so proud of them that they came out of their shell and really did their thing. And Stephanie,
right.
like I said, she's a single mother of six children. She's never modeled before. She's a healthcare professional. She's in the medical field. So what does she know about modeling? You know, you understand what I'm saying? But she came out of her shell. She did me the favor. She's like, I'm going to do it because you're asking. She teetered up about it for a minute. She was like, yes, no, yes, no. I'm like, come on, girl, you can do this. You're beautiful. You have a nice
right.
personality, and I think you can do this. And I bet you you're going to have a blast doing it. And
right.
she wound up being a winner. You know, who knew?
Right.
So I'm so proud of all of them. And, you know, I look forward to working with them in the near future, getting them more involved. So, yeah, definitely. I'm so happy and proud that you came from New York on your dime,
you
know, and came to spend some time with us and share your wisdom.
Thank you. Definitely. I'll be back. It won't be the last time.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we got a lot of other things going on and everything like that. So you guys make sure you hit up Sean Montgomery here on Facebook, all you models out there, you know what I'm saying? Because this, you know, we taking this coast to coast, you know what I'm saying? We taking this all the way from, you know, the LV to the NY, you know what I'm saying? So this
That's
won't be
right.
the first nor the last time, you know, and it will, and this is opportunities for artists who do their damn thing and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? I do apologize again to everybody who came out last night to see me perform and was like, well, damn, and I felt like an ass, but that's okay. You know, we artists, we make ourselves look like asses sometimes when we're not together and got our shit together, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good, you know what I mean? But I'm glad everybody that did showed up, they showed up and they showed out. You know what I'm saying? And
that's
things
right.
like that.
That's the one thing.
Y'all know I got to play devil's advocate in this and the other and everything like that. I'm an artist myself. Artist. Check this out. This is artist to artist. This ain't Fat Man. This is Fat Man Detroit's Finest and everything. This is artist to artist. When you're sitting out in the parking lot, if you're sitting in the car, you and the homies, y'all getting y'all drink on, y'all blowing them trees, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got that kush in the air and everything. And obviously y'all got one of the homies that'll come and tell y'all, or come and tell you, hey, man, you going on next. They're calling you. They're ready for you. And you jump out the car, you come on in the inside, and this, that, and the other. Do one thing. And this is what I'm going to ask y'all to do. Do one thing. Before you walk into that building, before you walk up on that stage, before you grab that microphone, before you go and speak to Miss G-Spot in her face and go, hi, how you doing? Pop a Tic Tac. Get a Altoid, some bubble gum, a Jolly Rancher, or something, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes y'all got to realize, look here, you're smoking that weed and this, that, and the other. If you've not got nothing for your breath is going to be hot. And I mean hot. You know what I'm saying? It was like, whoa. Some people spoke to me last night, set my eyebrows on fire. I was like, whoa, damn. I was patting my face down and shit like, ooh, yeah. Let me move on over and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy back there. We're going to take a break, y'all. We're going to be right back with more Pillow Talk Radio and G-Spot and my man, Sean Montgomery, from all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada. And this goes out to all the big girls that was in the house last night. Everybody got their versions of their songs or what they did and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? Fat man, I'm kind of old school. You know what I'm saying? A little older than them guys that was up on stage. So, you know, I kind of take a different approach when I'm up on stage doing my damn thing. You know what I'm saying? And of course, you know, I like the girl. So, you know, this was one of the songs that I was going to perform last night. If you want to hear from us, hit us up 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. We'll be right back.
Same day. niggas show me where the station at.
Y'all act like y'all ain't feeling this, but personally I'm killing it. Niggas talk that yayo shit, but personally I'm into it.
Yeah,
I said my earrings cool, but personally they ignorant. Personally they ignorant.
Kill. Gucci, how I bet it, had the same damn time. On the phone, cooking dope, had the same damn time. Selling white, selling me, had the same damn time. Fucking two bad bitches, had the same damn time. Had the same damn time, had the same damn time. Had the same damn time, had the same damn time. Humming Pluto, humming Mars, had the same damn time. On the soap, popping bottles, had the same damn time. Humming Phil with the set, going crazy.
Yo, what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man back up in here at the same damn time. Damn, he made me tired. It was just
a fuck you with a unit, trying to scratch it to another whip. Drinking on it at the Bentley, tasting like some bubble pill.
At the same damn time, you know what I'm saying? So, big shout out to my man. Man, he's serious about that shit, ain't he, and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you got your boy Fat Man back up in here with my co-host. G-Spot is definitely in the building. He's out on location at the D downtown, in downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and everything. Sitting there with Sean Montgomery from TNT. Management, you know what I mean, and, you know, so we're just kind of recapping on what's been going on, you know what I'm saying, we're glad that everybody's joining us back. Big shout out to, we're getting technical help from, like I said, from Memphis, Tennessee. Big shout out to Latisse Jackson that's out there in Memphis, Tennessee. Big shout out to her and everything, you know what I'm saying. Y'all don't know, she makes a lot of comments and everything on my Facebook page and stuff like that there. So big shout out to her, you know what I'm saying? She's been doing some, uploading some music and things like that while I'm on the show. We had some technical difficulties with Blog Talk Radio, which wiped out my whole database and everything like that. All my music, I had over some, over like 200 songs or something in my database, and when I got back, I had two, you know what I'm saying, so
wow.
Big shout out to, they wiped us out, sweetie, they wiped us out, but that's okay, we back on the air, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to make sure that I get with Gina, because I'm going to have to get a lot of that music and get it put on flash drive, so I can upload it and everything like that, you know what I mean? So other than that, you know, ladies, you just need to get ready for the next LVPPW fashion show runway event, you know what I'm saying? We don't have any dates just as of yet, but it is already in the making. It was already being discussed last night, which a lot of things was put on the table last night for discussion, you know what I'm saying? So
definitely. We're working on some things for sure. So I think we're gonna take it easy until after the first of the year. We're gonna just take a little bit of a break from the
right.
norm. And I think we're going
to
have a ladies social that we're gonna try and do coming up soon. So we're going to work on that, and then come the first of the year, we're going to start planning our artist competition. So it'll be an artist showcase, and so all you guys out there that think you got something to bring to the table, you better start getting your shit together, because you're going to enter this showcase, but you will be able to win a prize at the end, so... If you want to win that prize, you better start getting your shit together. Don't wait till the last minute. Don't give me none of that shit, you know. Get your shit together now. Because, you know, once I announce it, I'm going to get inundated with, you know, people coming out of the woodwork. I want to perform. I want this. I want that, you know. So once I announce it, you guys better be ready, because it's going to be a limited number of people that are going to be able to participate in the showcase.
Right. So, big shout out to the juke joint last night. If I'm not mistaken, the owners' names are Gene and Warren. If I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Big shout out to them for letting us come in and basically kind of they just kind of let us have the run of the place. You know, they let LVPPW, they've been doing so many events up there, they just let LVPPW come in and have the run of the place. You know what I'm saying? So we had a good time and everything like that, you know. What I like about LVPPW events, they start early and they don't, you know, they start early and you're not there until 5-6 o'clock in the morning waiting for an artist to get up on stage. You know what I'm saying? And everything. When Gina tells me she wants to start, you know, at a certain time, you know, you can trust and believe I'm grabbing that microphone and we're revving up at that time when she wants to get started. So, you know, people, you know, it is the thing of being on time, presentation, you know, everything like that. And that's what we're going to be looking for and looking from you artists for this artist showcase. Is going to be about your presentation. It's going to be about your lyrical content. It's going to be about how you promote it, how you market yourself, things like that, because no one can promote and market yourself better than yourself. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's right. You are your own brand. You know, I've been telling these guys, you are your own brand. Watch out who you collaborate with. Make sure you're on the come up and nobody's coming up on you. You know, you're thirsty. You're hungry, but you're not thirsty. So pick and choose, you know, where you're performing. Pick and choose who you're getting on the stage with. Pay attention. You know, read the fine print. When you agree to do a gig, make sure you know who also is performing that evening. Make sure you know the reputation of others so that way you're not looking a fool when you get up on that stage. You know what I mean? So, you know, a lot of these guys, they don't pay attention. I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm sure he's listening right now and he'll know exactly who I'm talking about. I had one artist that agreed to do a gig, and at the end of the night when it was his turn to get on stage, he found out that he had to take his shirt off and was going to get slathered with baby oil. Me personally, I would have not allowed that. My artist would have not been able to get on that stage and be touched by women that were not his personal dancers or part of the show. And he had to be in agreement with it, because I would have not allowed my artist to be made a fool of. Even though he has a great body, he has nothing to be ashamed of. But that was very unprofessional, especially at the level that he is now and where he wants to go. So, you know, I kind of scolded him about that and let him know, you know what, next time let me talk. Let me find out. Let me do my research before you step on that stage, because, you know, you're not a clown and I don't want anybody clowning you. So, you know, definitely, guys, you know, when you're out there picking and choosing your gigs, pay attention. You know, pay attention to what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
All gigs aren't meant to perform in. You know what I'm saying? You have to start knowing, you know, we've talked about this. Me and Gina have talked about this as far as our plus-size community. But you have to know your self-worth as an artist, what you bring to the table, what you bring to the stage as an artist. When you get up there, you know, are you going to, you know, command attention? Are you going to be able to hold people's attention? People don't understand. I know me and Sean was talking about this last night. The people listen to the first four sentences of your song. If your first four sentences don't grab their attention, then you've lost them. Everybody is into their phone.
And
they don't say
I totally agree. I totally agree, because I get people that send me music all the time, and within the first 15 seconds of their first song, if they haven't gotten my attention, then I don't even bother.
I
won't waste my time listening to the next 15 tracks on your mixtape, because I already know where it's gonna go. And if I do take the time, I'm gonna hit the next button, the next button, and the next button. But I'm gonna listen to the first 15 seconds of your track.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Exactly. And you know, let's you know, artists, we you know, and we all need to pick one song, stick to it, and push it.
Right.
You know, it's cool to do a song every week and this, that, and the other. Save that for your Reverb Nation. Save that for your SoundCloud or something like that. That way people can get a variety of what you're doing. But stop coming out with a brand new single every fucking week, because it's like, okay, then you on volume 32. I haven't even heard volume 3. And you already hear this, you know, this is my new single. This is my new single. Didn't you have a new one last week? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So stick to what you do. You know, yeah, people hear me when I come and do stuff. Yeah, I may do other songs, but my main song is Fat Man's Party. Simple as that. Been doing that. That's the song I'm pushing, everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So, I mean, pick you something and run with it because, you know, one thing that promoters and labels and investors, they look at your consistency, not you being all over the place.
Exactly.
You know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
I couldn't agree more.
They want to see some organization. You know what I'm saying? Stop telling me who you opened up for last year, the year before that, and this, that, and the other. I want to know what you're doing now. They want to know what you're doing now, not what you did last year.
Yeah. And it's funny because I had a few people last night when Patron got on because, actually, it was funny. Patron, you know, he's a dedicated artist. You know, he's a true friend. He's always got my back. And his flash drive, last night, we plugged it in when he got there because he got there when the show started. And
right.
he was going on last. He knew he was going on last. So he gave his flash drive to the DJ, plugged it in. It wasn't downloading. It was not coming onto his laptop. And we were freaking the fuck out. Well,
right. Being
Patron Don and being the professional that he is, he got in his fucking car, drove across town while the show was going on, went back to his place, got another flash drive that worked better, and came flying across town because we were in North Las Vegas at the Juke Joint.
Right.
He lives out by the airport. He lives by the airport. So this man got in his car, ran across town, got another flash drive with all his music on it, came back to the venue, and performed. That's a professional. He had his shit. It just had issues, which has never happened before. It might have been the DJ equipment. Who knows what happened. I think it was the laptop was not uploading the music properly or something. And so, yeah, he flew across town and made sure he got back in time to upload his music and did his thing. And I had a couple of people say, Patron Don needs to be on bigger stages. And I said, Patron Don has been on bigger stages. He's just gracious enough to do us this favor and support us. So he humbles himself and comes and participates because he knows that LBPBW does charity events. We do charity fundraisers. We give back to the community. So this is his way of giving back to the community. If he can come and be in a small little venue like this and perform, that's what he does. So this man is going on tour with his second tour with Ice-T's camp. So, yeah, you know. So I was very, very honored that he did what he came through for us like he usually always does. And so, you know, that's what it is to be a professional and to, you know, stick to your word, be a man of his word. So that's exactly what he is.
Right.
And all of our performers last night, they did such an awesome job. I'm so proud of all of them.
Exactly. I was very impressed myself. Enjoyed it. Enjoyed the show. Enjoyed the whole atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? Like we said, if you didn't come out last night, you missed an action-packed, awesome show. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that was coming in, people that listened to the radio show were coming in and showing their love and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but you guys make sure that you go and like our page, Pillow Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you go and like the LVPPW page to all the ladies out there who would like to join LVPPW, just go and just look the page. And one lady was like, "This must be a closed group," and we was like, "No, it's not a closed group." You know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So, like we say, you know, we appreciate everyone that came out last night showing their love. That's what we need more in our community. People need to come out and stay for the whole show, not just coming out and seeing artists perform. And you know, most artists, concerts and things, you know, people come and when they're done performing, they leave and this and the other. No, we got to stay around and support each other. You know, this is what we're talking about. This is why You know, these, and these will be one of the things that we will be looking at, you know, with this artist showcase. We want to see your fan base. You know what I'm saying? We want to see your fan base. Everybody claim they got a fan base and this and the other and stuff like that. And this old school head that can't even pack the seven C's and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? Who is that? Rob Bass couldn't even pack the seven C's right about now. You know what I'm saying? And this and the other. Y'all remember Rob Bass from back in the day and stuff. You know what I mean? So, you know, we want to see, you know, if you got a fan base. You get all these artists get to talking their shit. Then, you know, I got 100 people who show up and this and them. Okay, well, we want to see that. We want to see that because that's going to make a big difference, too. You know, we want to see that. So,
and that's what we're going to do for our artist competition. That's what we're going to do. 50% of the vote for the winner is going to be based on audience, you know, acceptance or applause or however you want to put it. You know, 50% of the vote will come from the audience. So for those of you who are planning on coming and performing, start counting your money now because you better make sure your fans have tickets to come to the show.
Right.
Either they pay to get in or you pay for them to get in, but make sure you have people in that audience cheering you on.
Exactly. So, you know, so you don't need to start now. You need to start right now. You know what I'm saying? And everything.
Right.
You know what I mean? And start working on your fan base daily. You know what I mean? So they come out. You know, I will give it to, I do give Legacy his props. Every time he comes out and performs, he does bring 5 to maybe 10 people, 5, 6, 7, 8 people out to his show to come to perform. So, you know, I don't care if it's 4 people that you bring. If it's 2, you need to bring them. You know what I'm saying? Because those are your supporters and things like that. Those are the people, you know, that is pushing your music when your ass is at home sleep and things. You know what I'm saying? So you still got people speaking in your behalf. You know what I mean? So, like you say, you know, you guys get yourselves together because y'all know me. I got a radio show. Y'all know I will put your ass on blast, you know what I'm saying? So, so y'all better bring the damn thing. Oh, and trust me, Fat Man gonna bring his shit too. You know what I'm saying? I just ain't gonna be talking crazy and everything like that. I'm gonna be bringing my A game too and everything. Say what?
Is it that no. Homie, you gonna participate too?
Oh hell yeah! I'm gonna have to show these little young whippersnappers how it's done, how to get up there. I love everybody's performance and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. Everybody has their own way of doing things. So I'm just going to give y'all my version of the way I do things, the way we do it on the East Coast. I know Sean Montgomery's sitting there looking at me because, you know, we get in the crowd participation and shouting out where you are, your Zodiac sign, and this, that, and the other. We come from the old school way back, so, you know, we'll be on that Curtis Blow type shit, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that, you know what I mean? So so it's 5:54 p.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. You're listening to the Pillow Talk Radio Show with Fat Man and G-Spot, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna to all our people out there and all the vendors that was out and everybody that's been out, if you want to advertise here on Pillow Talk Radio, you know, you can hit up G-Spot or myself on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, our inboxes, and we'll give you our numbers and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And we're selling advertisement right now, especially getting ready for the new year, you know what I'm saying? Very reasonable monthly rates, you know what I'm saying, to get your point across, get your business out there. But you artists that's doing CDs, EP, videos, this and the other, you know what I'm saying? You also have to make an investment in yourself before someone can invest in you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you need, you know, some promotions done and this and the other, you know, hit up G-Spot or hit myself up, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And we'll put you out there. We will definitely put you on blast, all right? You know what I mean? So we're going to pay some bills, and we're going to be right back in just a little bit.
Yeah. Make you sweat. Fat man. Fat city. What?
Call it. I'm starting to think ain't for everybody. Most of us is rushing into it anyway, you know what I'm saying? You ain't rushing for love and I ain't up here to judge, so let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. But it's still no how to fuck I be.
Cause I heard you. Yeah. In the literal sense, I mean that. sex saying I love ya, but the kissing is saying you mean it. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a deep pass. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need that. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your deep sea. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Back, no, bed, blow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the moon.
Easy,
hold up.
Baby, I never made love, no, I never did. But it's still no how to fuck, I'll be a bad girl, I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had to do, I won't admit, no, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
She hurt feelings, she break hearts. Stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride. I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, I'm saying nah. She's no saint, but she don't pose. She don't wear makeup by the bolo. Riding through Lakeshore with the nose up. She don't really date much, but it slows up. She got haters, but we all do. Heard you when it's time cold, shawty fall through. Baby, look at their approach, how they caught you. All the mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, caught in the morning, cell number wasn't on, god.
Easy, baby, I never made love, no, I never did. But it's still no how to fuck, I'll be a bad girl, I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you. Cause I had to, I won't admit, no, not having it. But at least I can admit that I'll be bad, no, to you. Yeah, I'll be good in bed, but I'll be bad to you.
You got the Fat Man Ever in here, Philip Talk Radio, y'all, you know what I'm saying? And we appreciate y'all logging on and rolling with us today, you know what I mean, y'all? We were just coming back off of a little hiatus, some technical difficulties and everything, but like G-Spot said, you know, coming towards the first of the year, you know, we're going to take us a little break and everything, because I know Fat Man's getting ready to get back into, matter of fact, it'll be next week, or I think it'll be the first of the month, be filming the new episodes of Cooking with Fat, getting everybody caught up with what's going on with me and my weight loss and everything like that. The West Coast Fat Boys mixtape will be out next month in stores near you. You can check your CD Baby and iTunes for that, you know what I'm saying? And I can start getting these downloads and things like that, you know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to Jama Records, you know what I'm saying, for helping me record and having my back and all of that, you know what I'm saying? LVPPW, all my BBWs out there, all my BHMs, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody. Y'all just keep praying for us and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? I tell Gina I pray for her every day, you know what I'm saying? And we both pray for each other, you know what I mean? So y'all just keep praying for us and stuff like that. Big things are coming, you know, Gina's getting other offers and things like that. She don't think that I know she getting other offers to do radio shows and shit and this and the other and everything. She don't think that I know that and everything, but it's all good though and everything. I chose her as a co-host for a reason. It was based on who she was, not, and this was before I even really learned about LVPPW. I knew Gina as Gina when me and her met. I mean, I did an event with LVPPW before when they did the first charity event. Me and Marlon the Martian did the event and everything, which is very successful and things like that. So, you know, when I picked her, I knew that I was picking the right person and everything. She just didn't think that we could be so outspoken. And it was like, yeah, without a doubt. You know, no, we're going to tell the truth. You know what I'm saying? And it is catching on.
You just didn't know I was such a big potty mouth. That's what it was.
Say what now?
I said, you just didn't know I was such a big potty mouth that I had no filter
no,
already.
No, I didn't. Every time when we did go to events, Gina was always quiet. She would always sit at the table and everything, wouldn't say too much. You'd see her go get up and go get a drink and everything. But, yeah, once I got to know her, and then, yeah, that's when G-Spot came out. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is I go to the events and I have no real interest to be out there on the dance floor because I'm taking in everything. That's what it is. I'm people watching and I'm learning. I'm listening to conversations and I'm, you know, picking up on what's going on in the BBW world and, you know, I'm just out there observing. That's my thing is observation.
Right. You go ahead and do your shout outs. I know you got some shout outs.
Well, just a shout-out to you, of course, for helping me last night and hosting the event. I really appreciate everything you're doing with me. You know, you've been there for me, and words can't express how appreciative I am. I love you dearly, so, you know, we're a team no matter what. And, you know, of course, to my PBWs, to Paula, Susan, Debbie, Luana, Connie, Bonnie, Pam, Amy, Vicky, Stephanie, to all of them that came out last night, I really appreciate everybody showing up and you know, doing their best. To our Lady Lauren and to my Nisha, you know, big, huge thanks to them for participating in the model showcase. I really appreciate that they were there representing and doing their damn thing. And to all of our performers that came out and, you know, killed it. They all did an amazing job. Of course, I'm always so proud of them. And, you know, I just want to be, I'm just very thankful that it went so well and everybody had a good time. And then next week we can pick up where we left off 2 weeks ago. I think we were going to talk about the sex toy industry. So next week we'll be talking about sex toys and porn and DVDs, and we'll be talking about a little bit of all of that. So
I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret. So I've been kind of exploring the sex toy industry, and I may be coming out with my own line of toys myself. So, you know,
that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying, and things, because I've been sitting back and watching too, and I'm learning a lot in our community and our BBW community and things like that and stuff like that. There's a lot of things you women do not talk about that we haven't even touched on this show yet. Some of the shit that I've been hearing, we ain't even begun to start talking what's on half of you women's mind, and it's not sexual either. It's not sexual either. It's more life adventurous. Life, you know, what direction you headed in, things like that. You know what I'm saying, fellas? You're getting a lot of women now that they're not settling. You know what I'm saying? They're choosing up. They trying to, you know, they won't that right someone. Some of them do, some of them don't. You know what I'm saying? But we will be getting into a lot of these discussions and things like that, you know what I'm saying, to make you a better person for
wouldn't know anything about them topics.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Four times, I would know nothing about them topics.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? No, you wouldn't know nothing about that. You still young and tender. You ain't even...
That's right.
You
That's
know, you
right.
Ain't even...
I'm rolling up on 44.
Right. You still a baby and stuff. You know what I'm saying and everything. Mm-hmm. So listen, everybody, for Fat Man G Spot and of course Lady Laura. You know what I'm saying. Big shout out to her. You've been listening to Pillow Talk Radio, y'all. We will catch y'all next Sunday at 5:00. All right, y'all.
Peace.
We out of here. Peace.
Dramatic, nigga.
Urban legend coming through.
Gangsta Greenville.
Wake up, bro, nigga. Pay attention. I know y'all niggas getting scared.
Gangsta Greenville.
Should be.
Down with the monkey, but you can't. Nigga, you don't know me. When you holler, when you speak, remember you don't know me. Save all the hating in the pot, nigga, you don't know me. Quit telling niggas you my partner, nigga, you don't know me. Don't be a goofy, keep it moving.
tripping, nigga, you don't know me. Hey, I ain't tripping, cause the truth is really, you don't know me. Yeah, you know they call me T.I., but you don't know me. You be hating and I see why, cause you don't know me. I think it's time I made a song for niggas who know me. I graduated at the streets, I'm a real OG. I've been trapping, shooting pistols since I stood OC. So all you niggas acting bad, you gon' have to show me. You gon' make me bring your Chevy to a real slow creep. My niggas hanging at the window, mouth full of gold teeth. When the guns start popping, wonder when it's gon' cease. Chopper hit you in the side and create a slow leak. We can end the speculation, cause today we gon' see what's the future of a pussy nigga hating on me. I give a fuck about the feds' investigation on me. I don't care that they at my shows and they waiting on me.